So I want to ask you, I've spent a bunch of time in Menlo Park, obviously not as much as you have at the, on the campus. What was it like?
Oh, you know, the Facebook campus is so fascinating to me as like an architectural object. So most people aren't aware, but Facebook has the largest open floor plan office in the world. It is a quarter of a mile long. It sits 5,000 people. It is such an amazing, you know, medieval societies built cathedrals because they were societies that were oriented around God, right? Like you have these Gothic arches that lead your eye upwards, like to the heavens, right? Facebook's campus is a physical manifestation of their obsession with flatness. Like the idea that we are all on the same level, that, you know, their leadership style is we have metrics and people can do whatever they want to move those metrics. Like we embrace the freedom of like individual employees. But when you don't acknowledge that power differentials exist, you actually reinforce those power dynamics. And I think there are things around, a situation where flatness is obsessed over means there's actually not a lot of space for single leaders to come forward to say there is a problem or we need to make a short-term sacrifice for a long-term gain.
I think it was Orwell who said everyone's equal except some are more equal than others. And then that's not even acknowledged.
That's a fascinating
point. I want to ask you about this question about whether Facebook...
Actually, can I give you one more little
detail?
Sure,
please.
This one.
Yeah.
To give you a sense of how absurd this space is. So Facebook is obsessed with 15 and 30-minute meetings. So like they're very efficient. They're obsessed with the word crisp. Like, are your documents crisp? Is your explanation crisp? The space is so large that I would regularly walk 10, 15 minutes to go to a 30-minute meeting. And so even that level of absurdity that is more important for the building to be flat than to be functional for us to go to our meetings, that it just kind of shows you the blindness of that religion.